Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Boomer Esiason on a Victory Monday is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services. Find them at McFarlandEnergy.com. By Shaw's and Star Market, look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy the most. By Town Fair Tire, for the best prices on tires. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And Boomer brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Hey, Boomer.
Hey, good morning. What do you know? Another Victory Monday after a late night last night. I think your boy Drake May actually may have come of age last night, and that was a signature win certainly for Mike Vrabel.
Well, you know, San Francisco's pretty nice in February. I mean, I feel like we ought to book the flights. I don't know.
Well, let's not get crazy, but, you know, with all the injuries going on in the AFC right now, why not? That's what I say. And I said last week, I think, to you guys, talking about the Patriots' upcoming schedule, who they were playing, and if somehow, some way, they could beat Buffalo, I think that would set them on a course at least to make the playoffs for sure.
Well, a lot of talk about Drake May and that performance last night and the fact that you got to, in order to be the best, you got to beat the best. But what does that say about Drake May, that win last night?
Well, first of all, watching the first half, I thought he was playing way too fast. I thought he was a little jittery. I thought there was some skittishness, that kind of stuff. Whatever Josh McDaniels said to him in the second half really certainly worked, because he was a completely different player, and he actually out Josh Allen. Some of the throws that he made, and obviously Steph Diggs has still got a lot of ball left in him, man. 10 catches last night, 146 yards, and two of them coming on broken plays where he makes just unbelievable catches on the sideline. I mean, that's big-time stuff, and that's exactly what the Patriots have been missing for the last 6 years.
Boomer, one thing that we all expected for this Patriots team coming into the season is that defense would be really good. Last night, they did a tremendous job. If they can continue to play like this, is there a realistic chance that they can win the AFC East?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Is there like a great offense in the AFC right now as we speak today? And you know, after week five, I mean, Buffalo was the best offense. They held them to 20 points in their building. I thought the tackling was exceptional. I thought the way that they covered downfield was exceptional. They always seem to give Josh Allen troubles. I'm not really sure why. I mean, he still ran well last night, but the interception was a thing of beauty, and it came at the absolute perfect time in this game. And the fact that, you know, they tie it up and then all of a sudden Drake May leads his team back to a victory, you know, those are the things that you're looking for to see whether or not now they can build off of this, because you don't want to get ahead of yourself and start talking, you know, playoffs like we are right here. They have to keep things realistic. But for me, that's about as good a win as the Patriots have had since Bill Belichick has left.
Boomer, the confidence that Mike Vrabel continues to show in his players, especially last night with Ramondre Stevenson, to continue to go to him after the fumble troubles and to have the outcome that he did, how important is that for a coach and a team?
Well, I mean, for Ramondre, watching him fumble early in this game, and then he doesn't see the field for a while, you know, that's called accountability. And then when he does score the touchdowns, all of a sudden you see people, you know, hugging him on the sideline. You could see that he is a very popular player with this team. There is no question about that. And, I mean, you know, they're going to need him. I mean, because he's good out of the backfield. He's a hell of a – he's a pass-blocking running back. He's a full complement running back who's just had the fumbleitis for some reason. And, you know, you don't want to – he knows that he's doing the wrong thing. He knows that he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing as a running back turning the football over. I mean, I don't know what else you can do other than to sit him down and then give him an opportunity to score a couple touchdowns, and that's exactly what they did. So – They do have alternatives. It was unfortunate that Gibson went down last night. I'm not sure about his injury. But, I mean, you're going to need Ramondre Stevenson to be a big part of this offense moving forward. So he's just got to do a better job of holding on to the football.
Boomer, when it comes to the running back position, you look at the Patriots, and I think the biggest thing that I'm looking for is for them to be – to go with one guy and be consistent. Now, the days of a guy rushing the ball 25, 30 times are gone, but at least somebody who can get it 15, 16 times. Is that something that New England has to solidify moving forward?
I would think that Coach Vrabel, being around Bill Belichick and playing in the Northeast, understands how important running the football is, especially when the weather starts getting cold. And, you know, that's where Stevenson, if he stays healthy, is going to be probably the guy. You know, I mean, he's just got to, like I said, stop the fumbling. But Northeast football come November, December, and January, you know, you still have to be able to run the football. And that includes your quarterback. I mean, there's no question that Drake May can add to that. But right now, I would say their rushing game last night was average. It was not great because of the turnover, but it did score two touchdowns, and that's key down there inside the five-yard line. But their running game has got to be better than what it has been.
Time to get this week's Drake Take from Boomer Esiason, brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Drake May sacked a couple times last night. Is the only negative, or one of the only negatives that we can find when it comes to his game, holding the ball too long at times?
Yeah, you know, young guys want to extend plays. They don't think a play is ever over. You know, as Tom Brady got older, as Peyton Manning got older, as Eli Manning got older, you would see those guys just dirt the ball and take a sack, or they would dirt the ball and just not get hit. I mean, just play to play another play. And you know, young players, you got to knock that out of them. But, you know, I don't want to knock anything out of him right now. I mean, you know, he is very aware of not throwing interceptions, which is great. And I do think that he left the pocket a little bit early last night, especially in the first half. But that second half was, if that's an indication of things to come on the road in a tough environment against the big, you know, the toughest team you're going to play the rest of the year, that tells me volumes about how far he's come along under Josh McDaniels. So, again, you know, at the beginning of the year, we talked about Mike Vrabel being hired, and I was saying maybe the best hire that Mike Vrabel has had has been Josh McDaniels, because he's the guy that's going to bring out the best in Drake May.
Boomer, we had to get our Drakes take in, and now I need the updated dumpster fire take on Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels. This has been, as someone who is Team Tom, one of the great experiences of my football-watching life, watching him implode with Mike Lombardi with the UNC Tar Heels.
I don't take any great joy out of any of that. I mean, I always thought, and I still do believe, that Bill Belichick was the greatest coach in the NFL. His personal life notwithstanding, I mean, the stuff that he did up there with the Patriots, the decisions he made, the fact that he sat Drew Bledsoe and went with Tom Brady back in 2001. We all tend to forget that decision and how hard that must have been and what it ultimately led to. So, you know, and when you listen to Bill Belichick and he talks about, you know, how much the Patriots are worth now compared to when he took over as coach, he has a lot to do with that. So it's unfortunate what they're going through right now with University of North Carolina, but don't be surprised if he's standing on the sideline of the Giants next year. Jesus, that may happen. That may happen. I'm telling you, that's how bad football and baseball is right now down here in New York.
Well, I thought heading into the weekend that it might have been John Harbaugh, but is John Harbaugh's job in jeopardy, or does he get a pass because of injuries?
I think he's got to get a pass due to injuries. I mean, the whole team's built around Lamar. He didn't play yesterday. It was Cooper Rush. They also have six other Pro Bowl players that are injured, and I know Steve Bisciotti pretty well, the owner of the Baltimore Ravens. He doesn't overreact to anything. He is not pushed by fans. He isn't, you know, read into anything. I mean, they are losing. They are falling apart. There is no question about that. And I know people are going to be talking about John Harbaugh. At the end of the day, you know, there is a great amount of respect in that building for the way that that team has actually conducted itself over the last 20 years, probably much like when Bill Belichick was in New England and they were still winning. So John Harbaugh is a terrific football coach. If for some reason they decided to move on from him, or he decided to want to, you know, maybe leave there and go somewhere else, he would be the number one candidate for any team out there, and he would probably receive the highest coaching salary in the history of the league.
Broncos gave the Eagles their first loss. Boomer, Eagles kind of got screwed by that no call at the end of the game.
Well, there was one there, but the one prior to that was a call like, why? You know, there were a bunch of plays yesterday that we saw again where you just scratch your head about what the officiating is doing in this league. You know, there was a roughing the passer in the Giants and Saints game, and I don't know what the Saints player is supposed to do. I mean, like, he knocks a quarterback to the ground, and they throw the freaking flag, and I'm like, I mean, I wish they would have done that when I played. I would have played another 10 years. But I think that the Eagles really are struggling offensively. There's something has to give with AJ Brown. They either have to start getting him the ball more often, or they're going to have to trade him, because, you know, he is a very prideful player. He's a good guy, but you could tell that the body language, the frustration, the annoyance of not being more involved in the offense is definitely going to end up hurting the Eagles. They have not had their signature offensive game at all this year, and finally they ran into a team as tough as they are. Denver's a really good team, and Denver goes to London next week to play the Jets, so I would assume that Denver's just going to keep on winning, and they're going to be one of the, I don't want to say surprise teams, but it seems to be like them and the New England Patriots are going to be teams that look like right now are going to make the playoffs.
You bring up that Saints-Giants game. That's who the Pats have next, is the Saints. How do they match up?
Well, the Saints, I've got five straight turnovers from the Giants. So we already been through this with the New England Patriots. They had their turnover game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. If they hold on to the ball and they don't turn the ball over, I don't see how they lose to the Saints. The Saints have actually really good skill players. There's no question about that. They got guys that can get down the field, and they'll put some stress and pressure on the secondary of the New England Patriots. But you have Spencer Rattler, who's won his first game in 11 games as the starting quarterback. So there is some trepidation there. I think you got to get some turnovers. I think this is a game where the Patriots should be favored probably by 3.5 to 5.5 points, I would think.
Question of the week for Boomer is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services. Find them at McFarlandEnergy.com. Baker Mayfield throws for 379 yards in that win. If not for Josh Allen, is he should he be the MVP?
I don't know. Dak Prescott looks pretty good, too, and he's playing with half a team, and he's still winning, but they did play the Jets. I will say that that game in Seattle yesterday was an amazing game because there was no defense played. And Jermaine will tell you, when there's no defense played, it really looks like it's a pretty game, and a lot of guys are putting up huge numbers. It was great to see those two guys going back and forth at each other, given the state of their careers, where they are now, and how they're finally established after about 5 or 6 years in the league. But, man, Baker's been awesome. I can't say enough good things about him. I wish the Jets or the Giants would have signed him when they had the opportunity to, but both chickened out. They didn't want to bring that personality to New York, and thankfully he's in Tampa and he's got a coach who loves him.
Well, Boomer, it seems like when you leave New York, you have success. Look at Aaron Rodgers and Daniel Jones. Are the Indianapolis Colts, are they for real?
I'm telling you, Jermaine, they are for real. They have an underrated roster. They've just had quarterback issues all the way back to when my buddy Frank Reich was the head coach there. I think he had six different quarterbacks starting for them in six straight years. And I think now they're up to either 8 or 9 different quarterbacks since they drafted Anthony Richardson. And Anthony Richardson was basically a draft choice of the previous owner, Jim Irsay, who unfortunately has passed away. He's not even remotely close to being ready to play quarterback in this league. So Daniel Jones inherited a really good roster. They have one of the best running backs in football. Kind of reminds me of where Saquon went last year. You know, Saquon went to Philadelphia, great offensive lineman. They have a quarterback that can move in Jalen Hurts. Now you take Daniel Jones and you put him in Indianapolis, small market, really good team, who's been devoid of a quarterback with any sort of presence. And it's not surprising that he's having the modicum of success that he's having right now.
Boomer, where are you this morning? Sounds like you're outside.
Yeah, I am at my 34th annual golf tournament down here in Long Island, and I am outside. It is a absolutely gorgeous morning. We're going to have a great day. And, you know, just like you, Greg, I, you know, work my ass off away from the radio station and try to raise as much money as I possibly can. And I can't believe this is year 34 for us.
That's amazing. We're getting up there, Boomer. You know,
I know we are. That's all it tells me. I'm just getting older and older and older.
We're senior citizens. At our age, we got to stay away from Mark Sanchez.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. Jesus. I mean, what was he thinking about me?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He didn't like where the truck was parked.
That was kind of weird.
I mean, Jermaine, have you ever been in a situation like that? You get your alcoholic muscles pumping and you want to take somebody's head off?
No, not me. I learned a long time ago. Just because you got alcohol juice in, you don't mean you're going to win.
That's exactly right. But all I know is I've never been in an altercation even remotely close to something like that. And it sounds like, if you read all the articles, to me it sounds like Mark Sanchez was the aggressor. But I want to withhold any sort of judgment until we find out all the facts.
Yeah. Okay.
He was arrested, though.
That does it for me. Generally, yep. If you're leaving the hospital and they arrest you right away, you most likely have something to do with it.
You know, maybe they
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Maybe they should have moved him to strong safety.
Maybe. Listen, congrats on 34 years of the golf tournament. That's awesome. We had, by the way, Nate Burleson was on the show Friday. Very kind words for you. He misses you on television, he said.
He's great. He's a great guy to work with. I love him dearly. And I told him the first day that he worked with me at the NFL Today, I think it was like 5 or 6 years ago, I said, you're going to own this network before too long. And boy, he has ascended to great things. And, you know, I know he's gotten to some controversy the last few weeks, but at the end of the day, you know, that's what being on TV and having an opinion is all about.
Boomer, hit him straight and we will talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Always great to talk to you on a Victory Monday. Sounds good.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Patriots shocked the Bills 23-20, the final in Buffalo. The Pats giving the Bills their first loss of the season, ending their 14-home-game winning streak. Drake May completed 22 of 30 passes for 273 yards, while Steph Diggs, who had 10 receptions and for 146 yards in his first return to Buffalo. There was a fumble in the beginning of the game, and it didn't look good for Ramondre Stevenson, but he came back with 2 touchdowns. We'll be joined by Mike Vrabel on this Patriots Monday at 9:30. And it's time for the stat of the week, which is brought to you by Gillette. I have a few important ones for you guys this morning. It's the first 2-game win streak for the Pats since 2022, their best start in division since 2019, and the first win over a 4-0 team or better since week 6 of 2018.
Wow. Yeah. We're back.
We're back.
Yep. We are back.
We are so back. Gillette's best shave is now the best a fan can get. Get it while you can at Gillette.com/NFL. We'll wait to see what happens with Antonio Gibson, who went down with a knee injury on a kickoff return in the second quarter. Other games of note, the other undefeated team, the Eagles, go down to the Broncos 21-17 at home. A Lamar Jackson-less Ravens fell to the Texans 44-10, and the Dolphins continue to struggle this week against the Panthers 27-24 at the final. Monday Night Football is Chiefs at Jaguars. Kickoff is at 8:15. And when it comes to baseball games over the weekend, the Yankees go down 2 games to the Blue Jays in the ALDS. Game 3 is set for tomorrow. And Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, they're honest, and they provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we got the news.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.